Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. In a decision viewed by many as a setback for personal injury lawyers and favorable for insurers and business, the state Supreme Court imposed limits on medical damages yesterday. At issue was whether a woman injured in a car accident could receive payment for the full medical care costs billed by both doctors and hospitals, or just the amount medical providers accepted from insurers. In their 6-1 ruling, the court made clear that the injured plaintiff could not claim rights to money that care providers had not been paid. 60,000 Southern California grocery workers in San Diego, Los Angeles, and Riverside counties are taking strike authorization votes today and tomorrow. KPBS reporter Eric Anderson has more.
Union workers already voted to approve a strike back in April. That was a month after the old contract expired. 6 months later, negotiations are dragging on, so the unions called for another strike vote. Mickey Kasparian is the president of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, Local 135. He says the stores won't fully fund the health care packages they're offering in the new contract.
We're not talking any more months or weeks. We're talking a very short period of time, and we're still hopeful we can get a deal. Make no mistake about that. But I think the chances of that are dwindling right now.
Kasparian says union officials are asking members to vote for a walkout at Vons, Ralph's, and Albertsons stores. Albertson spokesman Fred Muir says the health care offer is fair, but the region's three largest grocery chains are bracing for the possibility of a work stoppage.
We have posted signs in all of the Albertson stores saying that we're taking applications for temporary replacement workers.
The stores and union have agreed to hold at least one more negotiating session after the vote. If a strike is authorized, the union has to give the chains 72 hours' notice before setting up picket lines. For the California Report, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.
Today, the Employment Development Department will release California's latest unemployment figures. It's no secret that jobless rates in the Central Valley are typically much higher than the state average. In fact, Fresno recently came in last in a national ranking of the top 100 major job markets. So what's it like to try to find a job in Fresno? The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca brings us one woman's story.
Robin Fisher starts sending out resumes every day at 6 a.m.
I try to get up early in the morning and start because I want to be the first one.
She holds up 10 hours a day at a computer in a corner of her living room, reviewing online job postings and checking in with three temp agencies. Lately, she's been turning to a nearly extinct job search tool, the phone book.
Oh, hi. My name is Robin Fisher, and I was just calling to know, are you guys currently accepting any applications for a medical biller, processor, or receptionist?
I got a job for a high wire act. Can you do that?
She has to squint a little to see the fine print in the yellow pages. One of the lenses in her glasses is broken, and she can't afford to get it fixed. Fisher sends out at least 10 resumes a day. Sometimes she'll stop and pep herself up with what she calls a commercial, something her job counselor helped her prepare.
And it just says, "Hi, my name is Robin K. Fisher. I have been working in the medical administration field for over 10 years. I have had the opportunity to work with all types of medical, dental, and hospital claims."
Fisher's 45. She has three kids and a few years of community college under her belt. Like many job seekers her age, she's competing against 20-somethings with degrees. And in today's market, Fresno employers often require bilingual Spanish skills, which she lacks. Fisher also has some gaps in her resume, including time spent caring for a dying mother. She hasn't been steadily employed for nearly 2 years.
Sometimes it gets overwhelming. And yes, my self-esteem goes down to this. I don't want to do it today. I just don't want to do it today. But then I'm laying in my bed and I'm looking up at the ceiling. I'm just like, girl, just get up and go do it. You know, you might get a hit today. You know, you might get a call back today.
2 years ago, Fisher's family had two incomes, two cars paid off, and a new 5-bedroom home. Now they're accepting bags of groceries from the food bank at their church.
My pride gets put to the side when it comes to my family. It has to, because I have to be strong for my kids.
Luckily, Fisher's husband, Gary Harris, has a steady job with the IRS. But without her income, the bank is foreclosing on their home. Harris says it's been a humbling experience that's actually had some upsides.
As rough as it is right now, this is a good wake-up call for the country, for everybody. You know, it's time to be like our parents and grandparents were when we didn't have credit cards and stuff. If you didn't have the money, you can't get it.
Fisher bought her job search outfit at Goodwill, a black blazer and skirt and some white sandals to wear door to door as she drops off her resume.
Right now, I'm at a medical clinic. I'm getting ready to go in and see if they're accepting resumes.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing fine. My name is Robin, and I'm just currently in the neighborhood. I am experienced in the medical administrative field, and I just want to know if hopefully if it's okay I can submit my resume, if you guys are accepting resumes.
We accept them all the time. I know at this point we're not hiring.
That's fine.
Yeah, we might be doing layoffs, so.
You might be doing layoffs.
So we're not.
Okay, yeah. Well, great. Let me go ahead and leave you my resume.
No matter how bleak it seems, Fisher says she can't stop trying.
This is a minor setback. I have to keep telling myself something is going to change. Until then, I'm just going to keep chugging along. You know that little train that couldn't but could? That's me.
Until things do change, all Robin Fisher can do is try to keep expenses down and hope she can negotiate a deal with the bank that will allow her family to keep their home. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
And that's the California Report for Friday, August 19th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Seal Muller, Paul Lancour, and Howard Gelman. Nina Thorson directed the show. Our interns are Julia Bernstein, Nicholas Carpenter, Bridget Bodner, and Jefferson Beavers. The editor is Dan Brecky. The senior online editor is Gabriel Cohn. The producer is Victoria Malion, with help this week from Amy Machado. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as email archiving for compliance and litigation readiness. Barracuda.com.